good evening. You are about to listen to True Living with host Valerie Williams on LJBNR Opulence Radio. Please sit back and listen to our speaker. Feel free to participate with your testimony about the goodness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Call in at 888-795-7696 or message us on Facebook at LJDNR Opulence. We hope you enjoy the speaker and may God richly bless you.
Okay. Evening. Back with another session on True Living on a Sunday evening. Pumped to be back in the house, and truly, God is in control. He is truly in control. Welcome, everybody. We are going to be kind of having another little sit-down little moment here, another little conversation, just about what is blowing up in the media and what is all over the news, YouTube, social media. We're going to talk a little bit about that today. But first, as what we always do, we want to open up in prayer, set the tone. If you're just coming in, rushing in, running in, however way you are coming and listening tonight, let's sit down. Let's get focused. Let's remove all the distractions. Let's come and lift up the name of Jesus, because it is in him we live, breathe, and have our reason for being. In him we live, breathe, and have our reason for being. So, Lord, we come before you tonight thanking you just for another opportunity to be here, to hear what you're going to say on tonight, not on what man is going to say, but what you are going to say tonight. We ask that you would open our ears, open our hearts to hear ever so succinctly what you would say. Father, you said, let he who has an ear, let him hear. So Father, let he who has an ear tonight, let their ears be open. Remove the cotton balls, remove the earwax. Father, for the hearts, remove the hardness of heart. Make our hearts pliable to receive what you would have us to receive on tonight. So, Father God, we welcome you. We ask for the Spirit of truth right now to come and saturate these airways. Seven spirits of the living God, according to your word in Isaiah, that you would manifest however you would want today. The spirit of wisdom, power, might, revelation, fear of the Lord, the spirit of the Lord, and you, O Lord, yourself, be manifested tonight. We welcome you. We roll out the red carpet for you, O Lord. You don't need a red carpet, but Father, we roll out the red carpet in honor of you. We roll out the red carpet as a representation of the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. And we just throw that blood across every hearer tonight, O God. And we hide ourselves in you and in the blood of Jesus tonight, Father. So come, be present, rest, rule, abide, move by your Spirit, teach as only you can teach, articulate as only you can articulate tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Welcome, welcome. I want to remind you that we are, this is a live session tonight. Our toll-free number for testimonies. Again, we want to remind you to call in with testimonies to our toll-free number of 1-877-947-7077. So without further ado, we are going to hit the runways real quick here. And we're going to talk a little bit about just what is on our minds. I know the owner of this station, she and I, before the broadcast hit, we were talking about it for a little 5 minutes, and I just kind of laughed, and I said, okay, Lord, I guess we're going to hit on this, you know, because I really don't prepare for these sessions in a way that you would expect, like a pastor or would typically sit down and prepare for a sermon. I really have to, you know, go before the Lord and ask him, like, simply, like, what do you want to say tonight, Lord? What do you want to talk about? And a lot of times he will not give me anything until the very minute we are supposed to go live. But I have a lot of things that are stirring in my spirit. And one of them was about this whole thing with Sean Puffy Combs, P. Diddy, whatever you want to call him, but the infamous rapper that we have known from back all the way in the 90s, maybe even a little later than that, and that is saturating social media in the airwaves. And one of the things, it was on my heart for the simple reason that yesterday I spent a good number of time watching some of the YouTube videos on there because I was just in shock, like I'm sure many of you are shocked. But and then again, I was not kind of surprised. I guess I was surprised by the depths of wickedness and evil and the let's be honest, the filth. The depths of it is what really just grabbed a hold of me, you know, and call it maybe a moment of a deeper awakening for me. And I think a deeper awaken for many of us all. I mean, we're reading all kinds of stuff every day. There's something going on, a new discovery or a new witness is coming forth and they're naming names and they're talking about Hollywood and just so much. And I'm not going to go into details because we've got social media, other social media to go into that. But I wanted to touch on it because it's kind of on my heart. And I kind of don't even know where our session tonight, how that is going to develop. But I am leaving God is in control. And our opening song, we heard about God is in control. And when I heard that, I just had to laugh and stomp my feet and clap and say, yes, Lord, because I heard God is in control. And, you know, with everything that I listened to yesterday, because I listened to a lot of stuff for about hours, you guys, hours. I'm not talking about 2 or 3 hours, but half of my day was spent just listening because I wanted to know who else was involved, who else was named. And these are well-known people that we have heard throughout our lives. And even today, a lot of us are listening, still affected by their music and all of that. So I wanted to know, like, who was named. I wanted to know, I was looking for patterns. I was looking for, to be honest with you guys, the inner workings of the enemy. You know, we hear stuff about keep your enemies close to you. We hear to be wise as a serpent, to be gentle as a dove. And I listened to this stuff because I wanted to see, just understand another facet, a deeper level of the inner workings of our adversary. Because scripture talks about our adversary is a worthy opponent. He is a worthy opponent. And, meaning that he is not to be taken for granted. He is not to be taken lightly. He is not to be taken from a position of pride where we think we are so strong or we know and blah, 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 because there are so many aspects of him. I mean, he was a fallen angel. He was one of the most decorated angels in heaven. He was one of the chief major angels up in heaven until he tried to usurp God and he was cast out of heaven and took 2/3 of heaven with him, hence the name fallen angels. So he is very divisive, slippery, tricky, however you want to call it. But sometimes we got to sit back and study our opponent because our opponents study us and they study us for years and years and years and years. And this is one of the things that has happened with Sean Puffy Combs and all these other people that were involved with him. They were studied for years, and this stuff is just now leaking out. This stuff is not new. It's been going on for years, and it is just now coming out. Why is it just now coming out? Because it's the sovereignty of the living God. It is the sovereignty of Jesus Christ, because we are in a season of a shaking. You know, scripture talks about shakings. Scripture talks about him coming to obtain more fruit out of our lives, fruit that will remain. He comes to, as like the vine dresser, to prune us, and the pruning is painful. He will come in and, what's the word I want to say? He will come in and evaluate, kind of look at us and look at everything about us and groom us for his glory. We were created to be in relationship with Christ, and Christ wants the best for us. So he will come in and he will look at our fruit. He requires more fruit, and that we will bear much fruit, and that our fruit will remain. And so we are in an intense time across the world, not only in the United States, but because the United States is coming up into an election, this is a critical time for the United States. And there is a lot of warfare that is going on for the destiny of the United States of America. I'm going to say that again. We are in a time of warfare because of the destiny and for the destiny of the United States of America. We are in the time clock of Jesus Christ right now. God is in control. There was a song that was coming to me, I want to say even up to yesterday, actually this morning when I woke up, because I was so kind of just to the point where I was like, I cannot watch any more of this. I cannot listen to any more of what is going on with what has developed with Sean Puffy Combs and those that are coming out with involvement. But I woke up, thank God for the, you know, for the Lord. But I woke up with a song by Hezekiah Walker called Power Belongs to God. And that just kind of covered me. And I kind of chewed on that, like, power belongs to God. Power belongs to God. And it was this reminder that, you know, all power belongs to God. That God, and then that song that we always play when we're starting out on this broadcast, God is in control. So when I heard that song playing today, and I heard God is in control, I just laughed because I was like, it was that reminder that power belongs to God. I am in control. So it was the encouragement. It was wrapping me. And I said, yes, God, you are in control. You are on the throne. There's nothing that takes you by surprise, because a lot of this stuff you allow to get us to wake up, to get the church to wake up, to get even those who are not in church, society, the world to wake up. Because we have gotten used to things, we've gotten numb to things. There are some things that are not biblical, that are just plain evil, and we have been desensitized because media, the news, has made certain things to be the norm when it is not the norm. I want to be careful with what I say at the same time, because I know, you know, censorship and you can get booted off of social media and blah, blah, blah. So I want to be kind of careful with what I say, but just to use this whole situation with Sean Puffy Combs as, you know, the message and what is God saying, you guys, in the midst of this, when we see and hear stuff like that, because I heard a warning from the Lord this morning when I woke up. After the night before watching everything, and it was to the effect of, be careful not to let the negativity overpower you. I heard the warning, be careful not to let the negativity overpower you. Because we can really get consumed, and this stuff can really get in us and affect us. And I heard that warning. So I released that over the airwaves to do not let the evil, the negativity, the wickedness that we hear and see and is around us overtake you, overwhelm you, because that is another strategy of our enemy, who again is a worthy opponent. But let me get back to say the reason why I watched so much of what was being said on YouTube, for example, about Jean-Patrick Comte, because I wanted to know, one, some of the other players involved in this. Number two, it was a way for me to study, have another opportunity to study the enemy, Satan, Beelzebub, the devil, however you want to call him, all same in one. It was another way for me to study him. And I left after watching all of the, because I'm like I said, it was hours, probably like close to 8 hours, like a half a day of stuff I watched on that. And I came away with my eyes being opened to the gates of hell that had been opened. Let me say that again. I came away with the gates of hell that have been opened. And I'm using this Jean-Bobby Combs as just one aspect of, you know, of this, of realization, not just for me, but for us all. But I'm sharing my realization because we've always known of evil and of wickedness. But I believe that we have become desensitized, or we have gone about, we're in our own little world or our own little atmosphere and circumference, our sphere of influence, or because it may not have been directly in our backyard, we kind of tend to go on about our day, or we may remember it for a little bit, and then, you know, shortly after we forget about it. And so I came away with the realization of just the deeper vileness of the whole situation, and just how evil has really ramped up, you guys. It's always been there, but I feel like it has just ramped up within the last 2 years, ever since COVID, you guys. It is just, things have just been accelerated and things are being done. And just evil has just, I just feel like the bowels of hell have just really manifested the depravity that we are seeing at a deeper level. And that's the realization that I walked away with, was like, wow. Yes, evil was there, but I feel like the level of it has amped up. And so in the midst of it, it's like, okay, what do we do with that? Like, what do you do with that? Like, you know, we hear like, why does God allow this? Why does God allow people to die and the wickedness and the evil that we see? And so this is a part of what I want to bring to the table tonight. So it's not a formal message. It's kind of just sharing you know, like my revelation and my processing and how the Lord has kind of had to reel me in and open my eyes to a deeper level of the depravity and just the wickedness and the grotesqueness and, you know, this whole Sean Puffy Combs thing was just not the stick that broke the camel's back, but was a tool that the Lord is allowing and using to waken us up, you guys, and to get us to look at our own lives. We can't point fingers, guys. Let's be real. We can, it's going to hit us in different ways. And we have to look at, how is that hitting us? When we hear this, how's that hitting us? And we have to evaluate, okay, what's going on in my life? Or what was it that I could relate to? Because I'm gonna be honest with you, there were some things that I heard that I was like, okay. I got warnings out of it from my own particular life, with just, because I'm also a very vocal person. I'm one of those that I can't fake stuff. I'm one of those that if I see something, I can't smile in your face knowing something's going on. And act like it, you know, I'm one of those very vocal people as well. And and I, you know, I listened to some documentaries, you know, even one with Michael Jackson, Kanye West, there was another person. And these are people that you would probably call today whistleblowers. And that are going to speak their truth, and you can't shut them up. They're going to speak, and then you're going to get mad because you don't want to hear the truth, and so you're going to shut them up and da-da-da-da. And so that piece spoke to me because I know how I am, you know, that I'm one of these people that I can't fake the funk, guys, you know. And so that was something that kind of jumped out at me and just was like, okay. And I had to take note of that, and I'm still processing it and, you know, talking to the Lord about that and da 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 da. But when you think about that, it reminds me of the prophets of our present day and the prophets of the olden days, like the Jeremiahs and the Isaiahs, the major prophets of the biblical times, of Isaiah, John the Baptist of his day, who challenged the status quo of his day, and the prophets of today, Kim Clement, who's gone on to glory, but his prophecies are continuing to speak today, and just how they are challenging the status quo. And some of those who are in the faith who have pure motives and are truly walking with God and are challenging the status quo. And so it's like, it's a message for us all to say, if you're one of those that, you know, you can't laugh, you can't fake the funk, and, you know, when something's wrong, you got to speak about that wrong and da 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 da. You know, some of these, you know, that's a lesson, because some of that stuff was exposed in this P. Diddy on how they handle people like that. And it is no different than, you know, the prophets of today, the prophets of old, and how they were handled, because it was about control. It was about control back then, at present. You know, scripture talks about there's nothing new underneath the sun. So when I was watching all that, I was hearing and seeing the patterns. I'm like, okay, control. That's what we have going on today, to a high level degree, even. And that is a battle over our nation to control the nations. But because of where the United States is with an election coming up, what that's going to mean, the outcome on whoever wins, is going to determine the continued pathway of the United States. And so there's a major battle going on. But I feel like, and you guys can weigh in on this, you know, share testimony on, in the midst of this grotesqueness, what is the light in the midst of it? What are your takeaways from, and I'm talking about takeaways, that are affecting you for a positive outcome, what's that light out of this whole Sean Puffy Combs thing? What is everything that you're hearing, seeing about that? When you watch it, what are your takeaways that can affect your life in a positive manner? Or was it warning for, or some warnings that you took away for your own personal life? And I'm not just talking about the obvious, guys, about the sexual depravity. I'm not, you know, because that's out there. That's, you know, and that could be a vice that you have. But there's also some subtleties. There's also some things that are not, you know, are not like open out about, you know, open, that you may not see. You really have to sit down and begin to see and hear and be in relationship with Christ to, for him to begin to reveal, because it's not, sometimes it's not always the obvious, like the sexual depravity, that is obvious, but there's also some other layers underneath that big sexual depravity. There's tons of layers. And so how does that affect you? And so what are some of the warnings that you have gotten, a check for you to say, I see that. Ooh. Or, you know, I see that, and I see that that reminds me of something that happened in my life. You know, it could have been recent, it could have been in the past, you know, that can bring about a positive outcome in your life. Because right now, I believe that Christ allowed it to wake us up at a deeper level to the wickedness that resides in, I'm not even going to say the world, in our backyard, in the United States of America. Because when you hear of sex trafficking, you think of, to be honest, you think of a third world country. Let's be real, guys. Let's be real. When we hear sex trafficking, we don't think of this is in the United States of America. And it really, and it is. And so I believe that the Lord allowed this to wake us up to see what is in our own backyard and what is in our house. Because first you got to clean your house. So we have to be, I don't want people to point fingers. I don't want people to, you know, I want us to be really, really careful. And I really want the spirit, I really want the fear of the Lord, the reverence of the Lord for us in this time right now. In this time right now. Because I'm sure that we have all know somebody, if it's not in our own family line, if it's not a family member, we know somebody or heard of somebody who has some of these prevalent issues with sexuality, what have you, okay? But I want us to just go deeper, not only with the sexuality, because there's so many layers to this. And unless you sit with the Lord or watch some of this and take note of how some of this stuff is hitting you and what's coming up out of you and your reaction to things. And I'm not saying that you can't be, I'm not saying that you cannot be appalled. I'm not saying that, guys. Don't take this out of context. I'm not saying, but really pay attention on how you can use this depravity and this evil thing to bring about more light, to allow the light of God to permeate your life and bring out and crack some of the darkness that may reside in your own life and in your own house. Okay. So I really want us to be careful in this time to just really walk with fear and trembling and reverence before the Lord, that we will use this to examine our own selves. I felt that. To really use this time to look at that and examine our own house, examine our own selves. Don't point fingers, guys. Don't judge, because scripture talks about don't judge lest you be judged. Yes, we hear it, but let's ask God, okay, what are you saying in all that? What do you want to do with all of this crap, God? What, like, where do I go from here with all of this? Those are the questions to be asking the Lord, and let him answer that for you. So guys, again, let's take a little 5-minute break. Again, we can weigh in on this if you got a testimony. And again, speaking of testimonies, what will your testimony be? What will your testimony be as a result of hearing all this about Sean Puffy Combs and all these other people that could be related? Yeah, you can have a testimony coming out of this. You know, they talked about Justin Bieber and how Justin Bieber, he went to these infamous parties that Sean Puffy hosted. And this was when, you know, Little Beaver just came out. This was when he was much younger. And so Justin Bieber now, I don't know exactly how old he is now, but he's a survivor of this whole Sean Puffy Combs thing. He came out. Now, he didn't come out without some things that he has to really, really work through. Because I'm sure it would scar anybody, just the atrocities and what he had to go through, and just to come out of it and dealing with some of all of that trauma and to a level that I can't even begin to imagine. But the point is, he's a survivor, and he's still working through all of that he had been through when he was so young and attending some of those parties. But he's a survivor. So I know in the midst of all of that, he is one example of a testimony, and a testimony that is still continuing to be worked out in him. Kanye West, I mean, you know, that there is light there in the midst of the darkness. There's still light, because he's one that is a survivor and is still working out. He has a testimony, and he's still working out that testimony, you guys. There's two examples. And what's going to be your testimony? I'm challenging you under the sound of my voice. What is going to be your testimony in the midst of hearing all of this? Because this is going to go on and play on. This is going to take maybe a year, 2 years, maybe 3 years for all of this with Sean Puffy Combs to be flushed out. But in the midst of hearing and being bombarded, and it's taking over the airwaves right now, that we're hearing nothing else, like the media wants us to be so focused only on this. And that is another thing to be careful of, is a caution, is a warning, to don't lose balance. Don't have all your energy and all your focus, because right now nothing is on the airwaves but that. We've got an election coming up. And yes, that has been in the news here and there, you know, because of assassination attempts on former President Trump. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's like the airwaves are trying to tell us what we need to focus on. And that's my point. And so what I'm saying, what you focus on, you become. So the warning in that is to be careful and make sure that you have balance and that you are not succumbed and overtaken by the depravity, by the evil, and by the wickedness, because media is plastered right now with that, and it's like nothing else matters all of a sudden but that. And I'm not saying that there isn't importance to that, but when it begins to consume your day and days and it's nothing else but that, then that is when we have to look at our balance. We need to make sure in the midst of this going on, we have balance. We have balance, because yesterday it was, I mean, for me, I had to like be careful even with my own self, because I spent more than half the day listening to this stuff one after the other, you know, and then finally I had to stop myself and say, okay, no more, no more, no more. And when I stopped myself, I had to just go cry out to God. I just had to just go cry out and say, help us, Jesus, help us. Notice I said the word us. You know, help us, Lord, you know, and just cry out to God for a while. That when I woke up this morning, it was, you know, he just began to just remind me of his sovereignty and of his power, and that he is in control. So let's take a little break for a few minutes. Again, I want to remind you, if you have a testimony, dial into our opulence telephone number, 1-877-947-7077. Again, our line for sharing any testimonies, weigh-ins on our topic tonight, 1-877-947-7077. Let's go to that break. All right, welcome back from our break. We are back in the house. If you are just joining us, we have been kind of just casually discussing what we've been hearing and what's been saturating the news regarding Sean Puffy Combs and all the allegations and the indictments and the raids and all those involved, and, you know, how that affects us and what, you know, that darkness, how can we look at that and allow, and the key word is allow, introspection of our own personal lives. And guys, this is a hardcore one, because this is really going to take the spirit of truth. It's going to take courage to be honest with yourself, and to really allow the Lord to shine the light into your own dark areas of your life. And so we're kind of weighing in and talking about, you know, just how that affects us. What can we glean from all of this, and just how really we can grab a hold of God. This should drive us closer to Jesus Christ, because we are all human. We all have this earthen vessel that still has imperfections in us. And as the Apostle Paul would say, that we have to die daily, guys. We have to die daily. And when I say die daily, it's like every day we kind of have to just walk in fear and trembling of the Lord and depend on the Lord daily. To make right decisions, to use wisdom, to be dependent on him at every single turn. And so I really wanted to just kind of discuss that tonight, and we're kind of closing with that. And so I've kind of put out a couple of challenges for us to really look at the whole situation and be really get to a place where we can deal with the honesty, the courage, truth and strength and the vulnerability to be able to see what is coming out of us when we hear these things, to look at our own weaknesses, our own depravity, the sin that is in our lives. And when I say this, I am not pointing fingers, guys. I'm being real. I'm being real. We all have a struggle. We all have vices. And it is nothing but the blood and through the blood of Jesus Christ. So this is a real moment to do introspection on our own lives, our own selves, and what lies within our own house. And I just want to leave you with not pointing the fingers, not judging, but to look to glean from it as tools to learn about our adversary, the enemy. To use the situation as a way to a wake-up call to a deeper level of the interworkings of the enemy, of the interworkings of Satan, of our opponent, that we would learn how our opponent works, so that we can fight the good fight of faith through wisdom, direction, and our relationship with Jesus Christ. It's a wake-up call. It is a really wake-up call, as this is an hour where things are being exposed. Things are going to continue to shake. Things are going to continue to be revealed. This is just the tip of the iceberg, unfortunately to say, because in order for things to get better, things have to be pulled down. And in Jeremiah 1, it talks about, you know, Jeremiah the prophet and how he had been called to root out, to pull down, to destroy so that things could be replanted. And this is truly what is being is happening right now by the Lord himself, as things are being exposed across the board within the church, outside the church, to the depravity that we have all been under for a myriad of years. But I want to leave you with encouragement. It's been a sober time. It's been a sober talk. I could go on and on and on. But I just want to leave you with encouragement that power belongs to God. Nothing has taken God by surprise. Nothing new is under the sun to the Lord. But he is using this to shake us, to wake us up, to get us to live in a more holy lifestyle, to examine ourselves, and to come into the true purpose that he has and destined for our lives, to line up with him and his agenda in the earth and for the United States of America. Again, this is just the beginning of the shakings that we will see. Things are going to get a lot worse before we can get better. But however, what you focus on, you become. So in the midst of this, have balance. Make sure that you are focusing on Christ. Bring Christ in wherever you go, into everything. I don't care how simple it may seem. I don't care how many times you may think you may know something. Bring Jesus Christ. Ask Jesus Christ. Be dependent on him, because the days are growing evil. And this is bearing witness of that scripture, that the days are growing darker and the days are growing evil. But in the midst of that is the light of Jesus Christ, and he is the light in the midst of darkness. He is Creator God. And remember in Genesis 1, the earth was without form and void, and then God spoke and there was light. And God is speaking now, even in the midst of darkness, because as he speaks, that light will pierce the darkness and into these areas of depravity and even within us. So guys, be encouraged that God is in control. I know that this has been a sober time tonight. It's challenging on us. It's causing us to reflect. It has taken the verbiage out of some of us totally away. You know, it has been a myriad of things tonight with what we have been discussing and what we have sharing. But I leave you again with power belongs to God and that God is in control. Draw your strength upon Christ. Put on the full armor of God. Ephesians 6, draw your strength upon Christ. Pull out that praise and worship music. Begin to pray in your heavenly language, because when you pray in your heavenly language, you are building your faith. Begin to hide yourself in Psalms 91, that no evil foe will be able to withstand you. And again, power belongs to God, and God is in control. That's going to do it for me tonight. I am Valerie of True Living. That is going to end our session tonight. I will see you, God willing, next Sunday. Be encouraged and know once again, God is in control.